where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police have arrested an 18-year-old in connection with a drug trafficking investigation that spanned 5 months. 270 grams of fentanyl worth just under $50,000 was seized from a Pierce Street home back in August. The teen was arrested Monday. Roderick Eugene Brissett has been charged with possession of a Schedule 1 substance for the purpose of trafficking and storing ammunition in a careless manner. He has a bail hearing Friday. The Kansas City Police Department says at least one person was killed and three are in critical condition in connection with the shooting near the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. They say 10 to 15 people have been injured. Officers took two armed suspects into custody. One of them was captured on video being tackled by members of the crowd. The community came together to honor missing and murdered Indigenous women this morning. It's for Red Dress Day, held on Valentine's Day every year. It began in 1991 after an Indigenous woman was found murdered in BC. On DRIP committee member Jennifer Meharry says everyone's voices help raise awareness.
It's easy to feel like your voice, a single voice, isn't enough, but coming together like we are today is a testament to the fact that together, many voices have power.
The Sarnia Lambton Native Friendship Center has been holding the march for 33 years. You can read more at sarnianewstoday.ca. Local Golden K Kiwanis members have learned a bit more about programs to try and save a bit on groceries. Real Canadian Superstore manager Mandy Robertson was the guest speaker during Tuesday's meeting. She couldn't speak too much about food inflation or its ripple effect, as individual stores don't set their prices, adding what you see in Sarnia is what you'll see in London or other cities.
The only thing where you'd see something different is we might have an overabundance of an item that we've asked for a reduction in price, so we might have something on sale that we're trying to clear out, but for the most part, all the prices are exactly the same.
Robertson did highlight things like flash sales, their ad match program, and the return of paper flyers. Two-page paper flyers should be available to those in Sarnia soon. The Rotary Club of Sarnia's first-ever murder mystery night brought in $40,000. The fundraiser featured actors from Theatre Sarnia who performed a thrilling whodunit at De Groot's Nurseries February 9th. The money goes to support new nonprofit housing. Coldest night of the year is coming up February 24th in Sarnia. Event coordinator Angela Kirkland says money raised benefits Habitat for Humanity Sarnia Lambton.
Coldest Night of the Year is our signature fundraiser for the year, where we raise funds to build homes in Sarnia Lambton for those who are experiencing a need for affordable housing. It's a family-friendly walk that we host around Sarnia Bay. It's a 2- and 5-kilometer walk.
Kirkland says they want to raise at least $65,000 this year to help with their ongoing builds on Gray Street in Sarnia. The walk starts at the Polish Hall on Exmouth Street, registration's at 4, and the send-off is at 5. And the County of Lambton is spreading some Valentine's Day cheer to local seniors. Residents helped collect 2,600 cards. They were shared with residents of the 3 local long-term care homes operated by the county and to those who attend the county's 4 adult day programs. A few clouds tonight, low minus 6, the wind chill reaching minus 12. Cloudy tomorrow, snow beginning in the morning, then changing to rain near noon, 2 to 4 centimeters of snow possible, high 3 degrees, and a mix of sun and cloud Friday, a 40% chance of flurries, high minus 2.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.